So, what's our podcast?
We don't know yet. We'll think about it.
Drunk as Fuck is our podcast.
Drunk Divas.
Drunk Divas.
Libertine Ladies.
And the Muppets. Wait, what are they called?
What are the two dudes called?
The two old men Muppets.
There you go.
Okay. I think we should make an announcement. This is not for children.
I have to say, the pre-chat is the best for me because there's no face-to-face. This is all about me. This
is, do you have to pre-chat? Because I really don't want to talk to them.
No, you have to, because you will meet the fuck out of douchebag. And some of them are douchebags from, like, the first text. And
no,
like,
she's talking about... She wants to go from you to the hotel room. Without...
You can't do that because...
Can we just do dinner?
Dinner's pre-chatting?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can do that. I don't want to sit and do a text chat.
Don't do dinner.
No.
Because
if you don't like them, you're stuck. We ended up at Outback for two fucking hours.
Jesus. To talk about himself.
Oh, my God.
Me.
I'm not face-to-face.
I don't want that.
But that's what you say. I don't... What do I say? I don't want to make decisions...
Mm-hmm.
I don't need humiliation, but I just like. But you can't expect them just to know.
Well, then
this
I don't
want to
be
wants.
With them.
But see, that's what you're not fucking psychic.
You set them up
for
failure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You knew
and
what
it's
I
because
wanted.
Of
well,
the environment that society is in right now. So they may be like that, but they don't want to show that for fear of look at everything in the news.
Right. Well, I guess I just want to look at them straight on and just talk to them like that. I don't want to sit and chat.
But that's better. See, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't do the...
I mean, you could go and say, look, let's
so if you,
you only have 15 minutes to fuck me, give me the best you got. And just see...
I don't want that.
But if you're up for that, then you would do better at the date, basically, beforehand. I just don't like that.
I don't like the and I'd rather read, frankly. Because I'm in a really good book right now.
But you'll take the time for the date.
Yeah, because it's...
The date is fucking time-consuming, though.
I like that, because I like getting dressed and the anticipation of the date.
But it's not sending you any, like, lengthy fantasies, like, of what they're going to do to you. Or you're going to meet this guy. Dick pics out of the box don't work. Guys,
how would you guys feel if all we did was sent you vagina pics?
They
I mean,
love it.
That's
why they send dick pics.
We don't want to see your dick. We'll eventually ask for it.
This is important. Do that again.
Do not send the dick pic first until it's requested.
It will never be requested. How do you get over that? When you meet these guys, are you drunk or are you sober?
Sober.
Okay, how do you get over that hump between, oh my God, this is so wrong, and it's okay to do?
You gotta have the mindset that it's sex,
yeah.
Sex only, and that I'm into it. See, if I wasn't into it, then it's...
But how can you guys be into it?
But what about it makes you feel like it's wrong? You feel like you're a whore or a slut or...
No, and I'll own that part.
Yeah,
I don't mind that because I'm still attracted to people.
So then what makes it wrong?
But I just feel like, how can you sit there and
you're
not think me?
Wait, who? So that's what I struggle with. So it's not so much you and how you're feeling. It's how can they be okay with it?
Right.
So I've struggled with it. I've even asked him.
That's part of the pre-screen is that they've got to meet my standards.
No. Have y'all had a good experience yet?
No.
Because one thing that has said that has made me okay with that,
mm-hmm.
I can look at and tell that he's having a blast.
Yeah.
Just watching. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess I can't wrap my head around, and part of this is my issue, because if I see him with someone else, it really drives me crazy. I mean, it really does.
Are you worried at all that you would have more feelings than a fuck or
no?
Then why can't he do the same?
Because he's mine.
Well, no. wait. So you're not worried that he's gonna fall for someone?
No.
So it has nothing. So it's not even really jealousy. It's more of a possessiveness.
I don't know, because it's jealous too. I mean, if I'm honest, it's
but
being
jealousy
honest.
Would mean that you don't trust him. Jealousy is always derived from trust issues. It is.
It's not that I don't trust you. It's just that...
You know how awesome I am. You're afraid that I'm going to collect this string of women that can't live without me. So
No, it's not that.
Because that's not
See,
gonna
it's
happen.
Really weird.
It's that I want to be everything for you.
But you don't have to be everything for him. He doesn't have to be everything for you because you're wanting to have sex.
Yeah, I don't know why. Honestly, I would never think about going out and having sex or doing any of this unless he said it was okay. And so it was like, he said, it's okay, go do it. But
so here's
like,
a big question. Because you know he likes it or because he said it's okay and validates
you
wanting?
Because I know he likes it.
That's not good.
Yeah.
You have to want to.
Well, I do, but here's my, I can't pull myself out of my head to think that it's okay because he likes it. Even though he says he likes it. I don't know.
Is it any different than you sitting there saying you like to see two men having sex? Because I can't even fathom that turning me on.
She doesn't like that.
Seriously. I don't like anything that feminizes a man.
Because I mean, she's willing to play by. I mean,
yeah.
Not play by, but she's...
Just kind
of. Like, I mean, you know, it doesn't turn you on if you're willing to do it.
What?
But you're willing to play with women to entertain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every woman that walks in.
No, that's strictly.
I don't think you'd be willing to do that.
But there's probably a list of friends that you would do that with.
No, I mean, right now it's pretty much. I think eventually, if we met enough
you
people, it would have been one too.
Miss Frolicker.
Yeah,
but let me, so.
Sorry, Miss Frolicker.
Who, in your marriage, how did this even come up? Like, we know we wanted to go be naked somewhere, and that's how it started.
And that's
us.
All it was.
How
it
did
wasn't.
It come up with you guys?
We went to a party.
Yeah.
A what party?
We
well,
went
no.
To party.
It was pictures first, so then
yeah.
We started doing pictures.
Pictures?
Like the girl
on
the. Yeah,
the
side pictures.
Side
yeah.
Pictures.
Okay.
And so
yeah.
It is. And then it was like, and then it was stuff like last night where you would go and kind of be with different people and that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing, right?
What was last night?
But wait, was there
we
any
did. Pictures?
Was
well,
there
yeah.
any discussion from pictures to Carolina friends?
Well,
like
she said she wanted to try one of those parties. And so
yeah.
Like,
have y'all yeah. ever talked about what you want to do?
See, I see a big difference between
yeah.
you guys and us because
yeah.
I'm on board and she's on board.
Yeah.
She likes watching. She's
yeah.
not jealous because I'm not running off.
I've been jealous one time. That's it. I have not struggled.
So what made you jealous and what, how did you overcome that? Like, what's the...
I don't know if we want to, because it
oh,
involves
okay.
you two.
Oh, okay.
So,
you don't have to say it.
I think it was a total miscommunication.
Oh, it was that incident over
yes,
the
when
the
door was closed upstairs.
But see, that was a, yeah, it was a miscommunication.
Yeah.
It was a miscommunication.
Yeah.
That was to keep people from
here's
busting
the,
our
here's
right.
the issue.
Right.
The jealousy came in the fact that the door was closed, not
right.
the people involved. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. Yeah.
So that's why I'm wondering.
Was that growth?
Yes.
Yes.
This was. I think it was.
What'd you get pissed at?
Because I felt like we were in there in that stupid room, and you know, all I wanted him to do was to sit there and act like he was into it and.
Were you not into
what he was doing?
Oh.
And you said some smart-ass fucking comment to me
yeah,
instead of sitting there. Well, instead of sitting there, and then he was like, hurry up, you gotta get out. And I just was like, can I have 5 fucking seconds?
Oh,
you're talking about a different
yeah,
room.
Yeah.
We're talking about different rooms.
You were talking about a dungeon.
I came
yeah.
into
yeah.
the room, fully into the room with you three, and nobody noticed.
When
and then I
well,
left. And
I did not, well...
But anyway, that's not the point. The point is, yeah. The point is, the jealousy had nothing to do with the people. It was something
right.
about the door.
Yeah,
like,
the exclusion of being
exactly.
on the outside.
So,
and
I don't understand.
Alcohol is involved in all
yes.
of these.
And oh yeah, yeah.
That's why there's
yeah.
no play when somebody has to go pee. Go
yeah.
Get, go get something
right.
at the cabin, campground, room.
Which is an awesome, I mean, that is awesome. And, you know, you don't think about that.
Yeah. I want to know, when you started talking about going to the parties, did you know then that you wanted to have sex with someone else, or did you know that he wanted to watch you, or?
I don't know if we had talked about it.
The first couple days were more swapping than they were.
At first,
you guys too, didn't you? I mean, other couples.
Oh yeah, we had one incident that was just really strange.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
See, we had a strange incident last night at the thing that we all just looked at each other and went,
"What the hell?"
Well, yeah.
I don't think we've ever talked about.
But let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
Stop,
okay.
Statler. Let's just say you didn't have one worry about what he thought. What is it that you would want to do? Would you want to do any of it? Because something pissed me off last night, too.
Oh, did it?
Oh, well, not with me. No.
Actually,
it wasn't with
me. In your defense, by the way. Not at you. But anyway. What is it that...
Yeah, I think I would. But I always feel like I'm cheating on him.
Okay, but stop.
That.
Yeah, stop.
If that wasn't an issue, would you want to have...
Yes,
okay.
I would. And I don't know... I don't know exactly what I want. I know that I haven't found it yet. Not with him, but like with all other play partners.
Is he going
I know
outside
that.
To pee? Didn't he say he had to pee?
He did say he had to pee, but he went outside. I think those were two separate things.
Yeah, I think he went to go get something.
By the way, while he was outside,
yeah,
it was very clear to me that you were not comfortable with that video last night, to the point where I was in his ear,
yeah,
pissed as all.
I was a little bit.
I was
yes. Torn.
Do I say something? Because it's not me.
That
right.
Pissed
do I
me
say
off.
Something, or is this part of the scene? So I was very
no,
warm.
That
no,
was
I was
obvious.
Very.
But you have to be able to.
You have.
I've told. Even if I'm not comfortable saying it,
right?
He's it. I'm sorry.
Right.
If I whisper in your ear, you stop this shit. You're gonna
you
have to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't. You have to trust that he's telling you the truth, right?
Yeah.
Now I have struggled with the whole whore thing. I have.
Yeah.
I have not been with a man in 18 years.
Yeah.
Other than,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wait,
she's
not allowed to qualify that, is she?
No, I mean,
that's what she's
not
to
mention, was my first orgasm, my first sober sex. Yes. So,
Oh my gosh. So
there was a lot.
How old were you when you guys?
24. I had a very bad first
right.
I forgot where I was.
It's been about 10 years.
But
yeah.
What you asked me what surprised me most last time. What surprised me most about this is how comfortable I was with it.
Yeah.
I didn't feel...
I think
what?
Part of what irritates or what makes it bad for us is that we didn't do the pre-qualification. We just did, like, we met that night and that was it. And... It just, there wasn't the background there that y'all were getting to know that this was going to be a good match, and it ended up being a shitty match. Does that make sense?
The pre-play is super important.
Yeah.
He
super
takes,
important.
I am by nature not social, and he takes a lot of that off with the pre-chat.
Okay.
He tells them a lot about me before we ever get into the chat.
Okay.
And he always lets me read the pre-chat, so I can tell when the guy is being respectful of something I've told him.
Right, okay.
So
okay.
He actually bears the brunt of a lot of that.
Right.
Like I said,
right.
There's the fucking ripcord delete key is worn out.
Yeah.
95%.
But it doesn't change the fact
see, that's
that...
that's a single male thing.
Right.
Okay, we're looking for MFM.
Right.
And it's a supply demand.
Okay.
So MFF is ridiculous.
Drink.
It's called unicorn hunting.
I don't feel like we're near drunk enough.
It's called unicorn hunting.
But it, wait, hold on.
She's not
it high. Doesn't change the fact that you can't feel guilty when you're doing something.
Yeah, once you do find a third.
Are there any
the
situations
option.
You've been in where you haven't felt guilty? Have you felt guilty with
no.
Have you
because
felt guilty
with
me?
I'm sorry. Have you felt guilty with me?
No.
I mean, not that we do a lot.
No.
So, it's almost like you feel more guilty about sleeping with someone you don't know.
Yeah.
So then get do the pre-chat. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's annoying. It's okay. It's like video games.
Yeah.
What they call the grind.
Yeah.
You have to go through to getting enough points.
And when I say pre-chat, you're talking every two or three days for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
You're not talking every day all day.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
every two or three days for a week or two before we decide to meet.
It's pretty daily. But it's
and
not
do you guys,
for hours.
Do you guys do like group chats with
yes.
the
media?
He
always.
Okay.
Is group
okay.
Chat.
Okay.
Always. That's a rule.
So,
that is a hard fucking rule.
Okay.
And
I,
there's been several
I'm
guys
M,
that will text
I'm
me
M,
separately.
My wife is S.
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Right, right.
You didn't send me a dick pic.
Right. One point.
Respectfully, hey, so I'd like to meet you guys.
Right.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. What I do is we do a chat. We create
okay.
a group chat. You chat with S. You chat
mm-hmm.
with me. You get to talk to her.
Right.
She doesn't like this.
She doesn't
likes
like this, and this.
Okay.
We go
he doesn't
there.
Want... Your, his limits are... He's the only one that can come in my
I
mouth or on my face.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
There's
so,
certain limits that I can only do. There's stuff we don't do anymore.
Right.
Right.
The
story.
Right.
And it's just... Don't even ask.
Okay, okay.
So we had one. Here's an example. There was a particular person.
Uh-huh.
They started chatting. Everything seemed to be going well.
Right.
But then he wanted to do video chat, which is fine. But then all he ended up doing was
oh.
he wanted to jack off without considering. It was so having problems getting the video to work and this and that. All he wanted to do was jack off.
He
so
claimed to be a dom.
Yes.
Then control yourself.
I'm not.
And I finally told him.
I'm not an expert.
Well, his thing was making me watch him come. I did one video chat.
Yeah.
Then the second one I tried to blow off, and then I said, look, this ain't doing it. And then he kept saying, oh, it's because we have lack of touch. We need to meet. He finally got involved.
It actually takes very little.
But then
you know,
he texted me last night,
mm-hmm.
which is
saying,
side chat.
Oh, he texted you privately.
Like
yes.
You,
oh, okay.
Like you, Mrs. Frolicker, and Miss
uh-huh.
Bootsy, want to do something to bust my chops.
I can't
you.
Tell
a
you how
chat.
Much sexting I have done that he might say two words in the whole chat, but it's the fact
yes,
that he's
God.
In the group.
That he can
yes.
still look
so
at it.
Yes.
You know, I interject just to say, yeah, I'm here and I'm
right.
listening, so
right.
it's cool.
Yeah.
But
I'm still here.
Yeah.
I haven't left.
Yeah.
But then
so
you get to that
you
point where you feel like you know them, which is the key with him, is what it sounds
cool.
like.
Yeah.
You feel like you feel guilty when you're sleeping with someone you don't know. But is your fantasy to sleep with someone you don't know? Or
well,
is it just
really care about that. It's just
See, and
we're gonna find a third, then you're gonna turn it over to them.
Okay.
Of course I would be good. Here's the thing, I can't even fully I cannot 100% explain why I enjoy it. And the point is, I enjoy it. I'm there.
See, that's what I can't wrap my head around, because if I'm seeing somebody with you, I don't want to rip her fucking head off. I don't understand.
Well, and that's not wrong. That's how you feel. You cannot.
Yeah.
That is how you feel. You cannot make somebody feel.
But I feel like I'm being unfair to you because if I'm fooling around and you can't.
The question is, why do you feel that
way? Yeah. But see, we can't tell you how you should feel. That's wrong.
Yeah.
On any level.
You know, it probably goes against instinctual wiring for either of us to be fooling around.
Society says
yeah.
you must date.
Yeah.
Get to know each other, but you mustn't fool around. Then
yeah.
you get married, then you may fool around. Well, that's why the divorce rate is 54% because you have high libido, they have low libido. You
oh,
like spanking, you don't like spanking.
Right.
I mean, there's just a
well, then you say that sex isn't everything. Right?
Sex isn't everything. It isn't everything. But
good
sex
is good.
The other part of it.
Okay, I'm going to finish that.
But
if
is there a trust issue or possessive?
Well,
you're not afraid he's going to run off and be with someone else.
No, because I would kill him.
So, well, wait a minute.
So then, what is it?
I feel like I'm being unfair to him because I feel like what's good for me is good for him, and yet I'm not letting him fool around, so why is it fair for me?
Have you been in a situation where you've seen him enjoy something, or has it all been bad?
I think we've had pretty sucky experiences.
So do you think it would make it better or worse if he was enjoying it?
If I knew he was liking it, then that would be okay with me.
So there's...
Love is not an all or nothing thing.
But that means there's... No. That does, because it means there's not necessarily a trust issue.
Yeah.
You just haven't experienced him enjoying it.
Yeah, because I don't think you've enjoyed anything that we've done.
No matter which way it goes, taking one for the team absolutely is
never
sucks.
Right.
Or are you talking about the visualization of you with somebody else? You think
I'm just wondering where the fear... I mean, if you've only... So, the three that you had,
mm-hmm.
what were you feeling with him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute.
Were you pissed
when you say
in
three,
the moment?
Have you had three swaps or three MFMs?
One swap and then two guys, right?
Okay.
So, during the swap, what were you...
There's that black guy.
Oh, yeah. He's
a
terrible loser.
Okay. During the swap, were you feeling pissed off, and or was it after?
No, they were NFMs, but by the way, they were just me and
NFMs. I'm talking about the swap.
Do you want NFMs?
I felt a little bit pressured to it from the other, not from him, but from the other couple a little bit.
But my question is, were you thinking about him during it? Were y'all in the same
room?
Yeah,
I was thinking, I'm pissed that you're sitting there going down on her, and I couldn't enjoy it.
There it is.
So, I hate to ask.
Yeah.
There it is.
So, when we
like,
soft, you weren't upset.
When we what?
Huh?
When we all had soft, you weren't upset.
No, she's kind of upset then, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Some. It's easier now because I know you guys, so it's easier. But there's still...
Oh, see, that's...
That's
an imbalance of power because... And then that's never good. It's an imbalance of power because I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, so that indicates...
Not just...
I enjoy it, too. It's just that it's hard for me to pull my head out of the fact... I don't know what is wrong. It's like...
But there's something wrong with you.
No.
I just feel like... I don't...
The simplest way to describe it is you're jealous. You don't...
Yeah.
Jealousy is typically a trust issue. There's a difference between jealousy and possessiveness.
They call it the green-eyed monster for a reason.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody... do anything that I should be doing with you because I feel like I should be everything for you.
But see,
I don't know.
See, my dick is so big, so wide, and
it's
I do.
I just wanted to see his hands, and he gestured how big and how wide. I wanted to let him know it's impressive.
Okay, but here's the thing. So, I've seen, we've had a couple others. Some have been smaller and narrower, and some have been bigger and wider.
Right.
That makes them all
shape. They come in different sizes. The point being is mine is a specific size. So she gets to enjoy different sizes. I have a particular pattern of things that I do. Other people have different patterns. Right.
Yeah.
And she's going home with me.
Yeah.
We have a house, a kid, a wife.
Yeah.
She's seen me throw up.
Yeah.
But she said the issue isn't that she feels like he's going to run off with someone.
Right. Mm-hmm. The whole point is she gets to enjoy a variety without cheating, and you just talked about this with the first part of this podcast. There's no cheating. I'm fucking there. There's
right.
No secret.
Right.
Nothing secret. We're all
in. We're all in the same room.
We're all right there.
So is it more that it bothers you that someone else can turn him on?
Yes, that
there
drives me crazy. That drives me crazy.
Turned on by all of us.
But there's that fear factor of is someone else going to turn him on more than I turn him on?
Yeah.
And in some ways, the people who have been with you, I don't do the things that E does. I don't do the things that W does.
I will say the first time we ever did anything, I held back a lot of my... It was a blur.
Yeah.
Well,
but afterwards, I told him I was afraid to act like I liked it because I didn't know if you'd get mad. And then
you weren't voting like you normally would.
Yeah, because I, that very reason, like, God, what if he gets upset?
But I love seeing her come.
Exactly.
I mean, she comes 15 or 20, 30 times.
Yes,
you do.
He's exaggerating.
No, I am not.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Anyway.
There's puddles on the
Well, see, some of the interactions for now, she does not come 20 times in one.
Right.
We've had overnights.
Right.
But see, here's the
course of the evening. It has been 15 or 20 times.
Right.
It is constant. Everybody is having some sort of fun.
Right.
An example is, it happened to turn into an overnight.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, and for the record, for the podcast, we don't necessarily enjoy the overnights because we don't get that repeat.
It was one thing I found out I didn't like, and I thought I would like it.
But a lot of these things...
I thought I would like sleeping between two men. I wanted him out so bad because I
but
wanted
there is
to
a certain
love
thing about
him.
Right.
There is a certain thing about
but
being
he loved
a sandwich.
It.
Oh, really?
Because in the middle of the night, the guy started banging me, and he woke up,
yeah.
And...
Oh, that was fucking...
He's like, okay.
And then I banged her.
Yeah.
Once I knew he was okay with me liking it as much as I did, it kind of took away the worry of
if you're going to upset him.
If he's going to like something more than I do. But
that's not come back. It comes back to trust.
True.
Well, it does.
But see, I left a couple things.
It's
now,
not that she needs she wants you to want her number one. She wants to be your number one, and she doesn't want someone to take that place,
even
and
for a second.
Even for a second, right?
And that's the problem.
But it's no different than a man being able to take control more so than he would.
Yeah.
And making you come multiple times.
More, better, different.
Would you see it as, oh, he's so much better than Waldorf?
No.
All right.
See, the other thing too is we play with other couples.
Yeah.
Some of which aren't even soft. I mean, it's strictly same room, no school.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
And then what I really like is it's not even this. It's sexual in a certain sense, but it's just everybody just piled together naked and
just
kind of, It's different than the vanilla thing of
separate rooms. We talk about
the kids and the fucking
I don't think I could ever do separate rooms or...
Oh, separate. But see, some people can, and that's okay.
I don't see.
That's
there's something about the separation that makes
some
it feel
people do
different.
Some houses and shit like that, which is great for them.
Yeah.
And they come back and they tell stories. So I get what they enjoy about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do it here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that Polly is a good example of that. And I'm chatting with a poly couple, a poly quad right now.
What is a poly couple?
Okay, that's the poly quad is two couples.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's four people
that interact with each other.
They
live part time in
the guys are not what got by, but what happens is the two couples swap throughout the week.
Right.
Their actual living situations.
Yeah.
That is not for me to wait.
I got a question for you. If you died, would you be happy for him to move on or not?
No.
Not.
See.
And I would haunt him.
I'm almost to the point.
See.
And this is kind of weird. See, I'm 13 years older than she is.
Yeah.
So at some point, my dick's just not going to work. I mean, that's fucking biology. I hope you still bang
me. I asked him, are you just prepping me for when you finally go out?
See, all this still tapers off to some point. I can't bang him. I know that when I was 20, I could go four times a day, no problem.
Yeah.
So, we can have a third, and she can come 15 or 20 times in the evening.
That is an exaggeration.
It's not an exaggeration.
This is going to take documentation.
Trust me, every fucking time, he'll go,
next time you're having a third
child, I don't really know.
But see, that's my point. Is anything over three or four is starting to lose count.
Yeah, we need an arbiter.
So that's something
that
you're just going to have
almost,
to make a decision.
I won't say
stop. That you're either going to accept it and do it or not accept it and stop worrying about it. He's perfectly fine if you don't.
Well,
right?
You
I mean,
right.
He likes watching or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just
got
to make the decision.
Yeah.
Now,
just to do it or not.
Yeah.
You know, when we started out, we were hardcore. We're going to the particular resort.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to. It's just we're going to chill out, we're going to get naked, hey, we get the fuck in the room.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
In the middle of the day, in front of people.
When we want
that's
to.
Cool.
Yeah.
Then it's like, this, and you know,
yeah.
came up and just, wow, this is a really nice guy. You want to come up and see the logo?
Yeah.
Sure. And that's all it started out as. It
yeah.
didn't start out, we didn't negotiate the fuck out of this thing.
Right, right.
And then it's like,
Yeah.
The next thing, we're all naked, which is fine.
Right.
But everybody was comfortable with it.
Right.
If you're not comfortable with it, because
mm-hmm.
it was just, hey, I'm not comfortable with it, then he gets to watch me get loved up and
right.
bang shit out of her, and then he's going to go on and
go your separate
way. I think
way.
No matter what, once you make the decision either way.
Well, you missed
yeah.
an awesome
you're
going to
be.
Oh.
He was also interested in.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about
the doctor.
The doctor.
Oh.
The
Grove. Yeah.
You can't say the Grove.
Well,
yeah, you can.
Probably.
But listen, once you make a decision either way, it's all
mm-hmm.
going to be a doozier. No matter
see,
which decision you make,
yeah.
part of your problem is wrestling with it. Wrestling with
yeah.
it. Wrestling
and
with
you
want to
know
yeah.
something? In the hindsight, we
mm-hmm.
missed an opportunity too.
Yeah.
Because on hindsight,
mm-hmm.
I had condoms in my bag because we had just bought a bunch of them.
Yeah.
But at that point in time, I had not wrapped my head around it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that would have been fucking hot. And
yeah.
Now, was he happy at the end of it? Yeah, he got to.
Yeah, yeah.
He got to do some stuff he wouldn't normally.
But
he
could have gone a little bit further if he wanted to.
But
and he did get lynched. Which is, I think, what he was
doing. Well, I was kind of worried about it.
The party theme picture.
Oh!
He had, like, on head out of the,
But you know what? He talked to a bunch of fucking couples. He,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
he actually
guy.
Left after things sort of went south. But,
yeah, thank you.
Things went south.
No
finger
pointing. No finger pointing. No finger pointing. Nope.
When did things go south?
Not us.
When we were
oh,
in
the
I
room.
Got mad at him and
well,
left.
I hate to bring negative things up, so let's
yeah.
move past that. The point being is, I think exactly
would you believe I actually took your side in that when we were walking down that hill? I said, look, I'm the same way. I would have been like, people are looking at us. Let's get out of here. We're taking up space.
I'm like, they can wait a fucking minute. Right? I don't know. I just feel like
you two were in different places, basically.
Yes.
Right. I wasn't
which
quite
happens.
Done
yeah,
yet.
Yeah.
And it was like.
Especially when certain people are drinking.
Well,
that was the first time he ever yelled at me.
Oh, did you yell at her?
When I knocked
well,
on the door, he goes, what do you want? I'm out of here.
Right, let's go from the negative.
Let's go to the pool now.
Oh.
They
all turned out good in the end.
They did.
Yeah.
So let's
got to make a decision either way, but you can't try and just let him do things in the meantime just because you feel guilty.
Yeah.
Does that make
yeah.
sense?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, we can't tell you not how, and I sort of disagree with you, so I'm sorry, but we cannot tell you how to feel.
Yeah.
I didn't
we
tell
can't.
Her how to feel.
I know.
Did I tell you how to feel?
You did.
I think she should hire me like a dozen really knockout hookers and see if she was watch me. And see.
I can tell you right now it's not going to happen. So,
but you know what's funny? I would almost prefer, in my mind, if I had that issue, I would prefer that versus...
Because there's not that emotional
contact. Well, there is a certain... You know, you go to these parties, and chances are you're not going to look up because most of those people are tourists.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of nice to have that relationship where you meet up, you hook up, you part ways, and you know you don't have a lot of.
And we really enjoy it.
I want to push myself.
So both are nice
because
they have their place. I guess I see
that I'm unreasonable. I mean, I know that I am, and so I just want to.
It's not unreasonable.
Do you remember at the hotel when you almost did something that I knew you didn't want to do? You should never be in that position.
Yeah, I feel guilty when I'm doing something and he's sitting there watching, and I feel like it's not. I feel like you could be doing something too, and it's my problem because I feel like I prevented you from doing this.
But have you prevented him? Have you said, don't do anything?
Yes.
Okay.
Man, I think I've said that many times, haven't I?
In the moment or before or?
No, we've discussed, I've pretty much come where we are today. It's kind of like I describe to people as her leash is a lot longer than mine is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's certain things, like kissing you is not going to be an issue. Right?
You think. But is it? And it's just something you allow.
It's not because I know.
Names.
But there are other things that you said you didn't like, or he said it, that you got upset over.
Yeah, it's hard for me to see him go down on somebody. That.
So is it specific to that?
Part of it is, yeah.
Is it because you know I like to go down?
Yeah.
Ah. See, yeah. That's interesting. But I will say, I struggled with you liking anal so much, knowing you never get that from me. That's something we had to discuss. So I actually understand that to some extent.
Yeah, yeah.
To the point where I'm like, if you want to try it, go for it. You know, I can't do that for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I just.
So, I get that. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pineapple juice and Tito's.
I feel like I need to go to a damn class.
Not even to drink. This is way too serious.
You alright? Now, where's the stuff? I want to try some of the. Just the candy corn and vodka by itself.
I think we drank it all, didn't we?
Yeah.
There's two whole mason jars full.
Yeah.
No, also there's one right there.
There's one over there.
I don't know if you'll like it.
Can you give me a minute?
Yeah,
I'm going to need it away before it gets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So is it, you said it's specifically going down because you know he likes that.
Yeah, that's
so why isn't that just your hard limit? You can do anything but go down on a woman.
I don't know if that's my limit or not, but that's as far as
gotcha.
He's gotten to get.
Gotcha.
When I'm like,
well, no, he had sex with someone else.
It looks like,
right?
Well, I don't think they ever really did it. They were trying to. But I don't think it ever really came to that. And so.
And we know there's a. What?
I was like, are you pouring that? What are you going to do?
But you know what?
The point is,
it's
you
not
can
something physical.
Stop interrupting me, Statler. The point is, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Just like
that's like my hard concept because with me, it is all or nothing.
Every man,
yes.
Nobody but me, comes in her mouth or on her face.
Right, right.
As much as I love that,
right.
He's the only one.
See, I hate that.
Well, no, I know that. My point is, it doesn't have to be all or nothing.
Right, right.
So,
right.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
So,
I took a whiff of this, and it's
if you really do want to progress, maybe you just say, this, and this are okay.
Right.
But let's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Now,
that's a good
point. I'm okay with it not going anywhere. I'm okay with being.
But actually, that's not okay with her. It makes her feel guilty.
Because I feel like.
Well, I'm screwed then.
We don't know yet. We'll think about it.
Drunk as fuck is our podcast.
Drunk divas.
Drunk divas. Libertine. Ladies.
And the Muppets. Right, what are they called?
What are the two dudes called?
The two old men Muppet.
There you go.
Okay. I think we should make an announcement. This is not for children.